This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. CPN-UML's 11th General Convention kicks off. Closed session begins today to elect new leadership. With 81 days to go for House elections, both Election Commission and parties ramp up preparations. Lumini Lions clinch NPL 2025 title, Captain Rohit Powdil named player of the tournament. And angry fans throw chairs and bottles at Messi event in India. Now, the news in detail. The 11th General Convention of the CPN-UML began yesterday at Sallaghari, Bhaktapur, with Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli formally inaugurating the event by hoisting the party flag remotely. Party leaders and cadres attended the ceremony along with the leaders from the other political parties who conveyed greetings, including Nepali Congress Acting Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka, CPN Maoist Centre leader Dev Gurung, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chair Rajendra Lingden, and Nepal Communist Party General Secretary Netra Bikram Chand Biplav. Addressing the gathering, Chair Oli described the convention as a genuine commitment to democracy and public welfare, emphasizing the UML's role in promoting inclusive politics, grassroots development, and large-scale development projects. Similarly, speaking at the inaugural session, leaders of the major political parties stressed that holding a free, fair, and fear-free election is the only constitutional way forward for the country. Nepali Congress Acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka said it is the responsibility of the government and the Election Commission to create a favorable environment for the upcoming House of Representatives election. Likewise, Nepali Communist Party leader Dev Prasad Gurung emphasized the need for all parties to remain committed to safeguarding the constitution, saying the immediate task is to bring the constitutional process back on track. Similarly, Rashtriya Swatantra Party General Secretary Kavindra Burlakoti said timely elections are essential to end the ongoing political transition and strengthen democracy. Leaders at the event were united in their view that credible and timely elections are the key to political stability and democratic continuity. Likewise, a closed session of the 11th General Convention is being held at Bhrikuti Mandap, Kathmandu, to elect the party's new leadership. Following the convention's inauguration yesterday, a closed session will continue today and tomorrow. A total of 2,262 delegates are participating in the leadership selection. Under the current structure, the UML will have 15 central office bearers, including the chair, 3 vice chairs, 1 general secretary, 3 deputy general secretaries and 7 secretaries, along with 251 member central committee. With just 81 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, preparations and political activities are gaining momentum across the country. The Election Commission has completed the registration of political parties for both direct and proportional representation systems, while the government says all necessary preparations and facilitation measures are in place for the polls scheduled on March 5, 2026. As part of the preparations, the Election Commission has begun determining the proportional representation quotas based on population as mandated by the Constitution. A total of 100 parties will contest under the proportional system and 114 parties under the direct system. As of now, the Commission has assigned election symbols and is finalizing the election code of conduct. President Ramchandra Powdil has approved the mobilization of the Nepali Army for election security, while the Home Ministry says all measures are in place to ensure free, fair and fear-free election. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising has warned that the contract for the long-delayed Ghumauni Bridge will be terminated if construction does not resume within a month. While inspecting the project site yesterday, the minister directed the contractor to immediately restart work, saying the stalled bridge has become a matter of national concern. Construction of 105-meter-long and 11-meter-wide Ghumauni Bridge linking Abu Khairani Rural Municipality in Tanahu District with Bharatpur Metropolitan City in Chitwan began 11 years ago. Once completed, the bridge will provide the shortest road link between Gandaki province and Narayanganj, reducing the travel distance from Pokhara and Damoli to Narayanganj by about 23 kilometers. Various cultural programs were held in Yuzhong district of Chongqing Municipality, China, to mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Nepal and China. According to the Nepali Consulate General in Chengdu, the event featured an exhibition of Nepali specialty products, including tea, coffee, incense candles, singing bowls, thangka paintings, as well as felt and pashmina goods. The event was organized in coordination with the Nepali Consulate General in Chengdu, highlighting long-standing cultural ties between the two countries. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Pun has emphasized the need to end political interference in universities to improve the quality of higher education in Nepal. Speaking at a discussion on the policy framework for higher education in Nepal, organized by the Nepal Higher Education Foundation in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pun said university leadership should be selected on the basis of merit, integrity and independent decision-making capacity rather than political affiliation. The program included in-depth discussions on existing challenges, opportunities, and policy measures aimed at improving Nepal's higher education system. Now, a sports news update. Lumbini Lions have been crowned the champions of the second edition of the Nepal Premier League, defeating Sudarpashchim Royals by 6 wickets in the final at the TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur yesterday. Chasing a modest target of 86 runs, Lumbini reached the total in 9 overs, losing 4 wickets. Earlier, Sudarpashchim Royals, who won the toss and chose to bat first, were bowled out for 85 runs in 19.1 overs. With the victory, Lumbini Lions secured the championship along with a cash prize of 11 million rupees. Runners-up, Sudarpashchim Royals received 5.1 million rupees, finishing second for the second consecutive edition of the NPL. President Ramchandra Paudil and Prime Minister Sushila Karki congratulated the team and thanked all participating teams, organizers and supporters for contributing to national pride through sports. Similarly, skipper of the champion team Lumbini Lions, Rohit Kumar Paudil, who was named player of the tournament, has been awarded a car for his outstanding performance. Rohit played a key all-round role throughout the tournament, scoring 276 runs, the second highest overall and the highest among Nepali players, and taking 10 wickets. He was also declared the tournament's best batter and emerging player, earning additional prizes including a motorcycle. In bowling, Sandeep Lamisani and Abhinash Bohra jointly topped the wicket takers list with 17 wickets each. Lamisani was awarded best bowler, while Bohra was named Red Bull player of the tournament, with both receiving motorcycles. The awards were presented by Minister for Communication Jagadish Kharel and Cricket Association of Nepal President Chatur Bahadur Chand, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Chaos erupted at Kolkata's Salt Lake City Stadium on Saturday as frustrated fans attending Lionel Messi's promotional tour in India vandalized seats and threw objects onto the pitch. Thousands of supporters had paid up to 12,000 rupees, around $133, to see the footballer's superstar. Still, they were left disappointed when Messi's appearance was brief and heavily surrounded by officials and celebrities. Messi, accompanied by teammates Luis Suarez and Rodrigo De Paul, was on the pitch for around 20 minutes before being escorted away by security. Some fans, angered by the abrupt end to the event, damaged banners, tents and seats, while others threw plastic chairs and water bottles. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee expressed shock over the incident and announced an inquiry to identify responsibility and prevent similar occurrences in the future. She also issued an apology to Messi and the fans. A police official confirmed that the event's chief organizer had been arrested and authorities are exploring ways to refund ticket holders. Messi's spokesperson said the player fulfilled his agreement time commitment, while the All India Football Federation clarified it was not involved in the privately organized event. The incident occurred during Messi's GOAT tour in India, which includes stops in Kolkata, Hyderabad, Mumbai and Delhi. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and is likely to remain mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds in the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. CPNUML's 11th General Convention kicks off. Closed session begins today to elect new leadership. With 81 days to go for House elections, both Election Commission and parties ramp up preparations. Lumbini Lions clinch NPL 2025 title, Captain Rohit Powdel named Player of the Tournament. And angry fans throw chairs and bottles at Messi event in India. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.